I'm Sheena.
I'm Leah.
And I'm Pierre.
Welcome to our podcast, Reality Notes. Join us weekly as we dissect and analyze the world of celebrity pop culture and provide our POV with a down under lens. Think Ariana instead of Ariana.
From Vanderpump Rules recaps to the latest pop culture roundups, or discussing very important topics such as, is Jacob Elordi Princess Diana coded? You can count on us to provide our unfiltered but very enthusiastic take as we explore the intersections of celebrity culture and society.
Whether you're a pop culture aficionado or just curious about buzzworthy moments, we promise to provide you with a fresh perspective and sometimes witty banter.
Let's go.
Welcome back to another episode of Reality Notes. I'm Leah.
I'm Sheena.
And I'm Pierre.
And we are up to episode 8 of season 11, Vanderpump Rules. And it is getting better, I have to say.
Yes, it is getting better. It is getting better. Well, Andy Cohen promised us.
Yes,
that the next 7 episodes are going to be amazing. It really takes off. So I really want to believe him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too. And I feel as though it will. Just even looking at I saw a sneak peek for next. I don't know if it's next week's episode or if it's just a sneak peek for some of like what's to come. And it looks good. It definitely feels like it gets back to old Vanderpump roots, where it's just drama, drama, drama.
Well, I hope so, because based on like the stuff we're hearing about the reunion, that sounds pretty dramatic. Like the whole.
Wait, what have you heard?
So I'm like, what we've heard, assuming everyone, we all roll on the same corners of the internet. But no, I have heard it's pretty tame, like the whole way through the whole reunion, and then I think they get to like 6 p.m. and Andy's like thinking everything's, you know, we're gonna wrap soon type thing. But then something kicks off between Lala and Ariana, and they film for like another 2 hours, and apparently it was like catastrophic, like friendship over, blow up.
Between Lala and Ariana.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no way.
What friendship are we talking about anyway? Because it's only really easy for Andy to tell you that the last 2 hours of the reunion are going to be absolutely fucking crazy. Stay tuned for next season. Come on.
But no. In his Instagram story that he put up, he did preface that. He's like, look, I'm not a producer on the show. I'm literally just watching it as a viewer. Like, it takes off. Because he, like, had to binge the 7 episodes that are left or whatever.
For the reunion, yeah. And I feel as though, why would he lie?
Because he's part of Bravo, and it's good for him if there is a new season.
No, but that would damage his brand if he's going to make up.
That would damage his brand, you're right.
Like if he's just going to be saying, spinning shit and saying, oh, it's so good if it's not. Like,
Yeah.
Oh, I don't say it's not good. I just say that it's really crazy that once again, like for last season, something happened just at the end that was not planned, and boom, that's what's going to get us to the next season.
Is this usually, because this is the first time I've like watched it without binging it, like as in like each season?
Yes. Like episode by episode.
Is this a normal time frame for them to be filming the reunion? It feels like way too early.
I don't know. No, this feels right, but then I have no idea.
Yeah,
because I haven't analyzed it like this before with this kind of lens. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I just watch it and watch it as it comes.
Yeah.
But they definitely, and I suppose now in this day and age, we have so much more information and insight into what's happening in real time.
Yeah.
Because their social media presence is so much heavier,
yeah,
I guess, than what it used to be. And they're probably allowed to say so much more if, like, before the fourth wall was something that they had to kind of disregard.
Yeah.
And not disregard, but like pay no attention to, if that makes sense. So now that the breaking of the fourth wall is a thing in reality TV because the audience is right there along with them, and we know that they know that we know that it's a reality show. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so now they it's not like this elusive thing that's like, oh, we can't say this, we can't like pretend that we know that the cameras are there.
Yeah. So
or pretend we don't know the cameras are there. Sorry.
So Lala like alludes to breaking the fourth wall at the reunion.
Okay. Yeah.
So
yeah, I haven't seen much about the reunion apart from Andy in the lift.
The lift. The lift. We don't have lifts in Australia, about... so it sounds weird saying lift.
No.
It's like, are you talking about the soft drink or like the thing that goes up in a building?
The soft drink. I love a lift. So good. That lemony goodness.
These days.
Oh.
It's just the all best. About bloody solo. Where are the lifts when you need one?
Yeah, where are the lifts?
Oh my god!
Opportunity for Spawn.
Yep, we're just starting out, but if any advertisers want to get on board, here we are. Yeah,
we're open. Open to discussions.
Open to discuss. Okay, shall we get started?
Let's get into it. All right. So, let's talk about what was everybody's favorite parts of the episode. Part.
You go, Pierre.
My favorite part, I think, was when Sandoval was making those corny fucking jokes to those girls in the pool.
Vomit.
I was like, oh my god, like, I've got a daughter now. And I'm like, fuck, you gotta be worried about those kinds of guys. Like, that was embarrassing. Embarrassing. But yeah, that was my favorite part.
I loved the kitchen scene with
between
yeah
who there was a lot of kitchen
oh,
scenes.
Sorry guys, also my like heinous cough laugh, it's I still have a chest infection, apologies.
Correctly.
Oh my gosh. The kitchen scene between Tom and Katie.
Oh yeah. That was a good one.
Yeah,
a good one.
We'll get to that. What about you?
God, what was my favorite part? I don't think. Okay. It was a favorite because it didn't bring me pleasure to watch, but I found it entertaining. And that was the last bit between
the boys' night
when Jax came in. I was just like, here we go again. Jax has not changed one iota.
Okay,
he's
no,
exactly
yes.
the same.
Yes, 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 yes.
If not more unhinged and just more the way that he can just – he's like one of those kids that – you know, their tactic was like, I know you are, you said you are, so what am I? And they just like repeat what you say. He's so infuriating. I hate him, but he's so fucking good
he's
for reality
so good
TV.
For reality TV. Did anyone else
I hate
feel
saying that, though.
Like they could smell the cologne through the screen?
Oh yes, yes, yes.
Like they were all looking so dapper, so like freshly showered, dapper, like just like lots of.
Wait, what do we think? What cologne do you think they all wear?
Oh, okay. I'm gonna say. Okay,
what?
Jax. Okay, wait. No, let's start Sandoval. I think Sandoval would wear Tom
okay,
Ford.
So- Oh yeah, but like a lot of it
lot of
when
it.
You don't need
yeah.
much
and
of it. Yeah,
like that's like premium the primo mm-hmm. ones who yeah. didn't do much.
Yeah.
Sandoval, Tom Ford, I think Jax would wear something like jute or something kind of like old school because he's like, I don't care what I smell like. So jupe or like an old like Ralph Lauren polo or something.
That's what I was thinking, Ralph Lauren polo. Ralph Lauren blue. And then Schwartz would be like Old Spice or something.
My dad wears Old Spice. But Schwartz would be like a Calvin Klein.
Schwartz would be whatever his like latest girlfriend has bought for him, like whatever's in his closet, whatever in his cabinet.
And okay, James would be like a Byredo or something from Mecca, like people that have Mecca in the US, but something like a bit like
a bit trendy.
Yeah.
I could see James with Au Sauvage de Dior.
Okay, yeah. Is that the Johnny Depp Sauvage? One?
Yes, it is.
But I'm sure we can all agree on that. Broke stink of links.
Oh my god, yeah, wait. I forgot about Brock.
I forgot about Brock too.
Yeah, he's like a Lynx guy. No perfume required. No eau de toilette required.
What's the American equivalent? Axe.
Why do they not have Lynx in America?
Oh, in French we've got it, but it's called Axe. A-X-E.
Okay.
Anyway,
well, that was a fun game. Okay, anyway. Yeah,
yeah, that was fun. So
I loved that scene.
Yeah, me too. It was so good. Okay, so after we do like the kind of run around, we come into Tom's party.
Gosh.
And boy, do I have like questions, not even questions. I just have like concerns about this whole setup, how fucking awkward it is. It's giving like Bender the next day, and you don't really know half the people that are there, and you're just trying, you don't want to go home, you still want to party, but you don't know what to say to any of these people.
Oh my god, I could not have said that better than myself. You are on the money. Yes, holy shit.
At one question, it would be the same than James, like, who the fuck are you people? Like,
right.
Who are those people? Like, did he hire that girl? Like, who makes the cocktail? Did he hire her, or is she a friend? Or I don't get it.
The one with the orange hair.
And like, yeah, I'm like, okay, sexy single pool party. Where? I can see the pool. I can see the party. I can see the people. Where is the sexy? Like, come on. Sleep. It was just so weird.
My first note was what's the occasion for this party?
Right.
I think it's again like Sandoval trying to be relevant, and like he invites people. There is
not doing a very good job.
Who's the hype guy? You know, is like Gata in that show.
Dave.
He's Gata in Dave. He's the hype guy. Mm-hmm. And he does a good job. But those two girls, can you imagine if you were those two girls? The day before, you had Tom Tom. No, was it that sir? Yeah, see you next Tuesday. You just go there at Fangirls. Boom, Tom Sandoval comes, speaks to you. Be like, hey, just come to my pool party tomorrow. And you're like, oh my God. Like, who else are we going to meet from the cast? Well, not Schwartz, because he fucked off after 10 minutes because it was weird. And you arrive there, you get in the pool, and you've got that guy like, hey, I've got a roommate. I'm not sleeping. It's my ex-girlfriend. Yeah, no, 10-year relationship. I just slacked some potato crisp under the door for her. I'm joking, but I'm sure in their head they were like, that dude got a gift in his fucking basement. And he fit her.
What?
A gimp? You don't know what's a gimp?
Because he's like, I want to go to Burning Man.
Yeah.
He is like the definition of cringy millennial.
Yeah.
Okay. What was that movie with Jonah Hill? The first movie that made him famous.
Superbad.
Superbad. Do you remember that scene in Superbad when he gets hit by a car? By that whole dude, and after he's in the car and he tries to be cool and he's like, are you guys on MySpace? Or when he was like, did you go to Burning Man? I felt like it was like this stuff where like, oh, I need to be cool. Like, have you been to Burning Man? It's like, bro, Burning Man is, we're over it, like it's gone.
But poor Anne.
Yeah, I took poor Anne here too,
having to clean up. And then Ariana also says that she does his laundry as well.
Yeah, what the fuck? Tom's like, oh, whatever I can't get to, Anne will clean up.
Yeah, and he's in,
we
meanwhile.
We see that.
Yeah, and like meanwhile, he's like down in his gym walking on the treadmill with a huge TV going in front
he's
of him. It's
the
like
worst.
It's like he makes it out. It's like, oh, whatever I can't get done because I have like other commitments and things like that. Like, no, you're in the house still and you're just choosing to exercise, so you're leaving it to Anne to tidy up. Like, there's wet towels left around. Like, geez, man. No. Fucking
yeah, but
grow
he's
up.
A star. He's a rock star. You think he has to pick up towels? Like for him, it's a hotel room. By the way, that TV is way too big for that fucking room, bro.
It's like, huge. I wonder
yeah,
what he was
what
watching.
So big.
He probably clips of himself.
And you know, it's crazy how when you ask Anne, like, oh, how is it downstairs? Like, for me, and I'm sure that's how she understood it, it was like he was worried about the state of downstairs and how he left it. And she goes like, oh, yeah, I'm taking it. He was like, no, okay, great. So there you realize, like, he wasn't sorry about the state of it. He was like, did you clean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh,
because he even says, like, oh, you know, it doesn't matter, like, whatever mess I don't get to, Anne will clean it up so Ariana doesn't have to deal with a mess. That's the whole issue. That's what's on his mind. If it wasn't for Ariana, I'm sure that Anne would still be the one cleaning it up, but I'm just sure that there wouldn't be so much of
a task,
priority to have it cleaned.
As a personal assistant, like, she's supposed to clean the house. He said that.
Yeah.
It's like, well, if you can hire a personal assistant, like, just hire a med. Like, come on.
Imagine if he was actually famous, like an actual, like, A-list celebrity.
This would come out. It would come out, like, treating
he's
your...
He would be atrocious. Also, can I mention...
Yeah.
Can I mention, so one of the girls at the pool party, she was Billy Lee's friend. Her name was
Till?
T-I-I-T.
Yeah. Oh, it was T-I-I. I thought it was T-I-I.
T-I-I.
Okay.
So she was the one that he was papped with first. Like, he was, she was like one of the first girls that he was papped with.
Okay.
After Ariana.
Okay.
And
okay.
Raquel,
okay.
Blah, blah, blah.
Good scoop.
Yes. Also, I don't know if it is one of the blonde girls, but you know how he went on Howie Mandel?
Yes.
So,
unfortunately, yes.
We all remember that, that episode. So apparently, not apparently, I've seen the footage, but
allegedly,
one of the girls that works on the show hooked up with Tom Sandoval after, so I reckon it's this exact time, after Raquel, but like it was like in the thick of scandal.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to send you the link and we can put the link in our show notes for anyone that hasn't seen it. But she basically came on, it was like a, I don't even know, it was a behind the scenes of Howie Mandel. There were like different like producers and different people around. And they got her on the mic to, oh, what does that sound?
That's the train.
What
it's
the
gone
hell?
Now. Yeah.
It sounds like a waterfall.
It's a big
train. There we go,
So they got this girl on the mic on Howie Mandel's show. Usually she's behind the scenes. And they basically was like, what's going on? And she said, I met Tom at a club, got his number. It was after Raquel, like just after Raquel, like he wasn't with her. But it was kind of like just after Ariana kind of thing. And we hung out a few times and that was it. So I think, and I remember her looking like one of those two girls. So that could have been her.
Oh.
Anyway, regardless, they were both so awkward. And
It was so awkward.
Like, you don't go to Tom Sandoval's pool party not knowing who he is. Like,
it's always this guy in his freaking pool. Like, watch out. Watch out, girls, because we know that that's where all the moves go down.
But I honestly think he's forgetting his age.
Yes.
And I'm not trying to being like ageist, but like, it applies with Sandoval.
I think, yes. And also I think that he makes it such a big deal in the sense that he is obviously very insecure about it. And he feels as though he said this before, like he's over the hill.
Like, he's quote unquote.
Like
for he's, it.
Yeah. When, you know, like you could be somebody who's just, who embraces that and feels like, you know, I've been through experiences. I feel like I'm learning from experiences. I'm becoming wiser. I'm becoming, you know, more comfortable in my skin. It feels as though he's going the opposite way. And it's just something that's fucking with his mind. Like, I get, but he's like, that's why I think that the comment that Jack said at the end about the fact that he looked like he was 50 just really, just really, Jack's knew that that would have been like, oh, I'm really just digging the knife in because he cares about that so much. He cares about
so much.
Yeah.
He does.
Also, I feel like living in LA would be very hard to age gracefully, especially in the looks department. It would be so hard.
Of course.
Yeah.
Like you couldn't even go out of the house without fake tan on. Imagine just like needing to pop to the supermarket.
Gosh, what an effort.
No. You would have to. I will not step foot in Erewhon without like full glam.
I need a team to go grocery shopping.
Fucking hell. I really want to try the Hailey Bieber smoothie though.
Ooh. Yeah. I mean, if it helps, it helps.
Yeah.
But that pool party was just awkward. And Billie Lee was clearly just, she's like, oh, look who's behind you. Like, oh, it's tea. And that was just, it was just awkward. And then his chat, and he said, he says that he hasn't, so like talking to people, it's like a muscle that you need to use. And if you don't use it, you lose it. And it's like, yeah, that fucking shows because you look like you cannot talk to anyone without like just being the most awkward person in the pool. Like it was just like, hey girls. Yeah. So my roommate, hey. Like what the fuck? And he wasn't so even gross. Drinking.
I think like, he was trying to be funny.
Maybe that's the issue.
No, he was drinking at this point.
No, he was not. Doing.
But Raquel had given up on him.
Yeah, but
so he gave up on himself.
He said that it was a non-alcoholic. Stuff. Yeah.
Oh, was whiskey. It?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He's drinking a Heineken Zero and so no.
Oh, those fucking Heineken Zero. Oh, also how he was like, Raquel's journaling and not drinking, so I'm journaling and not drinking.
That'll work. That'll get her back.
So on Watch What Happens Live, Katie was like, well, like his brain just doesn't work like normal people. Like, hello. Yeah. And I'm like, no shit, that's all you need to say.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. Like, literally. But I think maybe it could forget be a sensitive that. Topic. Like, he's probably on the spectrum.
You know, we all are, but he's just. Point, but
yeah.
I wonder what's in, like, I wonder how he writes his journal. I mean, we saw that snippet, but I wonder if there's any reflection, like self-reflection, or if it's just like, dear diary, today James was mean to me.
Oh, yeah.
Sheena told me to do this. Like, it's just kind of just a cathartic exercise to just get what happened today out. I don't think there's any kind of actual self-reflection going on.
He just, well, look, he just, okay, he's the perfect definition of, it's what is that saying? It's life's not about the destination, it's about the journey. He's the opposite of that. He's all about the destination, less about the journey. Like, he does not care how he gets there or like how he's perceived to have gotten there.
Yeah, he just wants to be famous.
He does not want to do the work to get there.
Yeah.
He just wants to be there.
Yeah.
And so, like, showing that he's journaling and doing the work is showing that, oh, I'm making progress to be there, you know, at another stage of life that I need to be.
Yes.
No, 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 no. No.
No, honey.
Nothing, like, he's just, like, using all these, like, symbolic references. It's like, no, you need to actually get. Anyway, I don't know. He's, as Katie said,
words are words.
He doesn't think like any of us. Just true. All words. Words are words.
So then.
Yeah, let's move on.
Yeah, then we have the Katie and Lala lunch.
Yes, I liked that. I liked this.
It felt heartwarming. It felt nice to watch this.
Hold on a minute. When have Katie and Lala been ride or die ever?
They have for like the past few years. They were really in each other's
pockets.
Yeah. What? And but also they were very like they were very much there for each other. Also because they used to at this, you know, when Lala came on, Katie really didn't like Lala and they had their whole thing. But then post that and especially post Stassi being on the show, Katie and Lala were really close.
Don't remember that at all.
Well, they were.
Yeah. I think they both approached it really well.
Yes.
Like I got a good vibe from it. I think the fact that like Lala was like, I've softened, but Katie is on her war path. It's, you know, there's a possibility that they'll clash again because they're just on two completely different paths at the moment.
Yeah. I found the comment that Lala said about, and it was in her confessional that she said that she doesn't want to end up being a miserable, bitter bitch. And I felt like that was definitely directed towards Katie. And that's how I do feel about Katie sometimes. Like I think that she is, she comes across as being bitter and holding a grudge. But Katie also, I love the fact that she acknowledges that, yes, that's like an issue that my tone and attitude can come across as too harsh and I'm sorry for that. Like I felt like this is how an apology is supposed to go. This is how taking accountability for how you affect somebody else is supposed to go. Tom,
I
hope you're taking notes. That. Yeah.
Yeah.
I felt like that was very, it was just nice. And that's just like it's nice to see two women who have a bit of beef going about squashing it in a very amicable and
mature way.
Thank you. Yeah. Oh God, my cannot think of any words tonight.
I can see Lala's point though when she said, "I don't want us to say anything that we can't come back from ever again."
Yeah,
and I think this is what has happened at the reunion.
Yeah, okay.
I think that someone has said something.
Mm-hmm.
That they can't come back from. And I think it is Lala. And she said something to Ariana that she knows she can't come back from.
Boy, I can't wait.
We've got 7 fucking weeks to wait. Don't we? Fuck me. Can you guys come down to Melbourne for it, please?
Oh, wow, that would be good. Yes. Yes.
We'll find the exact date, please, please, please. I'll take the day off work.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
The day of and the next day.
Okay.
Okay. So moving on.
Shishi and Ariana.
Yes.
Oh God, what have I got? I just this was another nice conversation, but definitely not as mature, I don't think, as Lala and Katie. And it's just I think Ariana is totally right when she says in her confessional that Sheena is just prepping her and preparing her
for when she comes and she's like,
oh, actually, Sandoval and I are friends again. Like, yes, no shit. That's definitely the angle that she's going. Yeah. Yeah. Unless Tom does something, and which is like very possible, but unless he, as in like says something that kind of makes them all hate him again, if he just keeps on going the way that he's going and just slowly chipping away, him and Sheena will be friends for sure. For sure, for sure.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. Do we think that – we haven't talked about this before. Do we think that Sheena's a little bit immature for her age?
Yes.
Is that what it is? Because I'm just like racking my brains. I'm like, what is it?
Wait, no, I don't know, like, if it's immaturity, because sometimes Sheena, she will say things and she will do things that surprise me. But I think that her persona in the show is, I think she really leans into this girl who's kind of like naive and just is a people pleaser and is somebody who's just like, a little bit like Tom Sandoval, in that they're going through the motions and the journey of trying to become famous.
Yeah. Okay.
Like
so always in the back of their mind is like, I want to do what's good for the show, like entertainment for the show. But they're also like, it's their own real life. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that, like, Sheena and Brock, I think their relationship off camera would be very different. And I think the way that she would speak to Brock off camera would be very different.
Very just normal.
Yeah, just normal. Yeah. I think she'd have, like quite a good head on her shoulders. I think that she would, I think that she would take control of a lot of the family stuff and the family dynamic and the finances and things like that. And I just think that she kind of sees herself as a certain character on the show and leans into that, if that makes sense.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so she leans in. She'll have like these kind of sticking points, like these main the identifiers of this character, and then she leans into those.
Yes.
Agree. Like the Britney Spears lookalike or like, you know, she just, yeah.
Yeah. Funny. But that scene between Ariana and Sheena, you can see just like there's not like a significant moment that gives it away, but you can just feel the energy between these people. Without even being in the room, you know that the dynamic of both of them, like, it will never be the same again.
No. And it...
like, they will never go back to how they were.
No.
It's just like, anyway, yeah, moving
on. So then we go on to Schwartz and Joe.
The swan ride.
Oh, the swan ride. Swan? Yes, yeah. It was a swan. I feel like they do really... Fuck. Romantic stuff, but it's so bizarre. Their relationship is so bizarre. She's not going surfing because she's worried about getting eaten by a shark. They seem very close.
Mm-hmm. I wonder what their dynamic is like now. I guess we'll find out at the reunion. But
yeah,
like,
oh my God.
The fact that he was like, I could marry Joe tomorrow, yes, and be happy. It's yeah. like, wait, so are you saying that you love her enough to marry her, or are yeah. you saying that, like, she's good enough to marry? Like, what?
I like, think
he needs
that
to be
he's...
careful with his words. He's not yes. careful with his words at all.
No.
And it's like, dude, you aren't 25 years old. You're 40.
Yeah, and these are people's real feelings, like, which is exactly what Katie's been on and on about for years. Like, he just kind of dips his toe in and then, oh, no, actually, like, changes his mind. And I think that he's obviously been stringing Joe along. I think that he definitely feels guilty. But I think that they've spoken about marriage because she brought it up.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, she brought it up when they were at the tacos and tequila night, and she was saying, oh, so you said that you've got to wait for another 2 to 3 years or whatever, and he's like, oh, how about 47?
Oh, so the 47 thing,
it's
yeah.
It's obvious
yeah.
that they've had these nights, you know, oh, I don't know, like drinking-fueled, drug-fueled nights where they've maybe like spoken about that, and they obviously do get along really well.
Definitely more relaxed in this episode.
Yes, and especially in the confessional. She came across as like being a bit more.
Yeah, but again, I'm sorry, your hairdresser, girl, you need to treat those split ends because they literally it, yeah. look like straw.
Poor Josh, can't get.
They look
can't
like
get a boy.
A bale
can't get...
of hay.
Oh, bless.
Let's go.
So Ariana and Tom together, this is the first time that we see them together apart from being like at their house in
yes.
the under the same roof, but they're literally in the
yeah.
same room.
Finally.
And this is definitely post Alex Baskin come to Jesus conversation. It feels like, okay,
1,000%.
They're finally, they've all been like had a speaking to and they've all been like slapped on the hand, slapped on the wrist, and now they're obeying.
They've gone to the principal's office and had a talking to,
and Lala's like, oh my God, Ariana, what are you doing here, girl?
Yeah. So I saw behind the scenes footage of this. When this happened, do you remember this?
Oh,
people on the street that mm-hmm. uploaded it to TikTok. Like it was just like iPhone footage.
Mm-hmm.
And you could see Sandoval at the little side table with Schwartz, and you see Ariana and Katie walk in, and you see, so you know how they like zoom in on him turning around
yeah.
to her?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw all of that happen like in real time. Or not real time, you know, like the day after
yeah.
it happened.
No,
whatever.
Like amateur footage.
Yeah. yeah. And then amateur footage of basically.
Street footage.
Like the whole thing. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. You could just see the dynamic. Like it was just a bit awkward. Like,
yeah.
You could see everyone going, hi, when Ariana walked in. And then Sandoval off to the side with Schwartz. Mm. And then you couldn't really make out what was happening. But good to know.
Yeah.
That was literally how it happened.
Yeah. So this scene was a bit meh. Like I suppose the main thing from this scene was the chat between Sandoval and Sheena.
Do we think Shishi was a bit drunk? She had a bit. She had a,
yeah.
had,
no,
had
she's
a
not
few
drinking.
Little, nah, she
yeah,
was
I'm sure she's back sad, yeah.
She was yeah, you could tell. She was like maybe
was...
like three wine glasses in. You know, when you're like three wine glasses and you're like, oof, got that confidence.
Feeling good. Okay, let me
yeah.
tell you something, Sandoval. You need to listen to me. You need to be nice to Katie.
What was the occasion for that night out?
No idea.
Oh yeah.
Alex
Baskin
said,
yeah.
"You all need to get
yeah.
together."
I feel that they would have needed like an occasion to just like for her to go in the same bar where he eats when she says
no.
she doesn't want to hang out with him.
That's what I mean. Like it felt a bit nothing because it was like this big hyped up moment of like, oh, they're in the same room together, but it felt like then that was it. Like it just came up. and yeah. then crumbled back down. And it was just like, oh, what? Was that it? And then the main thing was Sheena and Sandoval.
Yeah.
But Ariana did say, she was like, I want to reclaim my, yes, friends, my friends from Tom, yes. kind of thing. Like, this was her moment to show her power, show Sandoval who's boss, because before this, it was very much Katie and Ariana on the outs.
Yes, yes, 1,000%.
And yeah, so but I don't understand the dynamic. Inserting herself back and going, do you know what? Fuck this. Like, I'm not seeing my friends and going out just because I know my ex is going to be, how she says, my ex.
Yes.
But she said, yeah, I cannot let my ex prevent me from hanging out with my friends for the rest of my life.
Yeah, but also, exactly.
Alex Baskin told you to do yes.
this. You've changed your tune. But also, I think she's realized that, oh, fuck, I could actually lose them if I stick to this ultimatum that I've given Maybe. Everyone, which would be leave her a little bit red-faced, I think.
Yes, Pierre. Mm-hmm. Logan was there. Did you notice Logan? The one that hooked up with James?
Yes. The Logan he was also at.
He was there.
No, I didn't Wait, catch was he on there? Him. I catch was up he, on also was, Logan, the blonde
he was,
Logan.
Sitting yeah. next to Tom. I feel like he was also at the pool party. Or am I just seeing him no. at the Belmont? Okay. No. It must just be then. But he was sitting next to Tom.
Yeah.
Okay. No, yeah. I didn't see him.
I did. I noticed yeah. that. And I was like, oh, yeah. hello. Okay.
I have a note here that says, Tom needing to shit. Lol.
Yeah. And let's see if people know.
Tom Schwartz, obviously.
No, Sandoval. Oh.
Wait, I missed that. What did he
yeah,
say?
No, he's like, they had really a big decision. He was yeah. too scared oh, to walk past Ariana. I need to go to that bathroom.
To go to the good bathroom. Like, what the fuck, man? Mm.
Oh, my God, oh. I missed that.
Oh, I thought you left. No, I just had to take a shit. Bro, don't share that. Like, honestly, I would prefer if you tell me I just had to take some coke in the toilet. Like,
oh,
why do you
God.
Have to tell me you were shitting, man?
Oh, P.A.
Anyway, so,
well, and then James goes off at him. The whole James scene.
Yeah,
James that, was, fair. That was a bit it weird, was, though.
I felt it was like completely legit of James. So just being like, bro, again. Like, again. Mm. You're still in the same stuff. You're still like.
Yeah, no. I guess.
Yeah, I thought oh. it was good.
Maybe it just felt. I feel like maybe the way they edited it was a bit. Choppy or something, I don't know, it just felt kind of out of place, like chucked in.
Yeah
I don't know. So the whole point of this scene was Ariana and Tom are in the same venue,
right? Yeah.
Sheena confronts Sandoval again, tries to mend things, and then James also, you know, has a go at Tom, and then he walks off like a little fucking crybaby Napoleon Dynamite and Where? Goes home.
Goes to see T.
Goes to see T. What do you call it? Till.
Till. I thought it was T-I-L. Till.
Till.
Yeah. So after Katie, after Sheena says, like, gives Sandoval this advice that he should, you know, like, just take it on the chin. You should just apologize for Katie. If you want to get anywhere in this group, like if you want to kind of get anywhere with the rest of the group and kind of get further and go down this redemption path, then you need to kind of acknowledge the role that you played in
yeah.
Katie and Schwartz's demise of their relationship, even if you don't agree with it. And Jen was like, well, no, I'm not doing that. And clearly I'm paraphrasing here. But yeah, then but. We cut to him on the treadmill again, and this is the part that we see in the trailer of him just kind of like working out, and then he's realized, okay, yeah, actually I will apologize to Katie, or we'll have a chat to her. And this is not the most orchestrated thing ever. When he's like, I'm coming down for a protein shake, and then Ariana's like, oh. So Katie's over with Ariana, and then Ariana's like, oh, okay. Anne just says that he's coming down for a protein shake, so I'm going to go. Are you going to be fine here? Like, leaves her there as if they normally wouldn't go up to the bedroom together if that happened.
Yeah.
But Katie's face, her, I just love watching people's facial expressions so much, especially in reality TV. And I think that she, God, she's good. Like, if I had beef with Katie, I would be so scared. I would be more scared, of dealing with her than Lala. Like, at least Lala, I know that there's room for understanding, empathy, and compassion. I feel on Katie's side, like, once you've wronged her, like, there's good a luck. Hex on you. You are gone. But she handles this quite well in what she has to say to Tom. She's just like, yeah, okay, well, you know, you can say that you're sorry, but words are words. And also I think she knows, like, I don't think Tom even, if she said, what are you sorry for? I don't think Tom would be able to answer that at all.
I was just going to say, like, I think, like, having an argument with Tom Sandoval is so easy. Like, it's, you know, you can... I wouldn't be scared going into an argument with Tom Sandoval because you know you're going to win. You know you're going to come out on top. You know your argument is going to be much more poignant. Like,
yeah. But also I think Sandoval would be so infuriating to argue with because there was no common sense and there's no – would be no ground for, like, a reason. So he would just be like the same tactics that Jax uses. He would just be like, oh. You can't fathom? You can't fathom somebody having an affair? Like, no, I can't. That's just what I said. And do you know why? Here's why. And he's just like, off. He just, there's no kind of like, there's no brain cells
working. I think the word was meant to be unfathomable. I think they used it wrong. But anyway.
Anyway. It's not an English podcast.
But I think I loved this kitchen scene
interaction. Me too.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was what we needed, and Katie held her composure. And I loved this episode of Katie. I'm team Katie this episode. Sorry,
absolutely. Yeah. No, for this one, I mean, especially when it's Katie versus Sandoval, like, of course, team Katie.
But just in general, came around to her this episode.
Sandoval asking Katie to give him some grace is like
Miscusi.
Laughable. Yeah. It's like, what?
Where do you get off?
Where do you get off, mister? And then he compares himself to Scott Peterson, and I had to look up.
Hang on. I think it's Michael Peterson, not Scott Peterson, the one that, like, threw his wife down the stairs, the staircase guy.
Oh, no. Well, there is a Scott Peterson because I looked it up. Scott Peterson, and he murdered his wife, Lacey. Yeah, so Scott Peterson is serving a life sentence for murdering his wife, Lacey, and their unborn son, Connor. Sorry.
Oh, okay. This is a different.
Trigger warning as well.
Okay.
Yeah, oh, he was an American professional wrestler. Yeah, anyway, so I had to look that up.
So why was he comparing himself to Scott Peterson?
I guess because because everyone hated him. Like, he's like somebody that was like in the media as, I guess, being like, you know, one of the most hated men in media at a certain point in time.
And so this must have been before he compared himself to Danny Masterson.
Yes.
Fucking hell.
Well, yeah. Yes, yeah. No, it definitely was, because then the confessionals when he's in the powder blue suit is now, but obviously the confessionals are filmed after. So, yes, so he's probably going through, he's probably seen anyone who comes into the papers as being like doing a heinous crime. And he's like, oh, see, look, I'm bloody like that person. Like, oh my gosh. Nobody's feeling sorry for you, okay? Like, you didn't kill anyone. We get that. But nobody's feeling sorry for you, especially when this is your line of attack. And
I'm
even
so excited for the day that we don't have to talk about Sandoval ever again.
Oh, yeah. I wonder when that will
be. I know it's our job, but, like, I just can't.
Then he'll be on the valley.
Okay,
so then we go into games night. I liked this little interaction. So this was like Ariana's girls night. Girls night.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, it wasn't just girls.
But James was here, yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't just girls, but it was like Ariana's night. And they play Never Have I Ever. And oh my gosh, when Brock says that he clearly like alludes to the fact that he's been in an orgy. He's like, oh, I was there. I was in the room. And it's absolutely giving footy player.
Oh, yeah. Well, he was a rugby player,
yeah,
wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just like, just yuck. And then Sheen is like, oh, I had an orgy. And then in the confessional, they asked who it was with. And she said, it's an A-list. I'm not going to say because it's an A-list celebrity, but just let's just say that my body was a wonderland. What's the?
Do you know? Yeah, no, that's what she said.
Yeah.
Do you know that's made like headlines, like Page Six News? And,
she
like,
said it before, though. She said it.
Yeah, she has alluded to the fact that she hooked up with John Mayer.
With John Mayer,
yes.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Because John Mayer there anyway.
I bet that's going to be on her gravestone. It'll be like, and my body was a wonderland.
I wonder if she's ever met. Wonder if she's ever met Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Oh,
that's who the song was about.
Yeah. Oh, she's probably going to be like, oh, people say I look like Jennifer Love Hewitt. Oh, Shishi, no, we love you. We love you, Shishi. Oh, she's great. That was my notes. Them's were my notes.
Yes, I didn't have any notes on the game site. But then they went out.
Then they went to Tom Tom. Was that?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they all sat down.
The intro into Tom Tom. Did you have with the bartender? Bartender? He like Pierre showed me. So we were watching it together, and then we rewound it because Pierre was like, "Did you see the bartender?" And when they do the zoom through the run through of the bar, there's one guy behind the bar, and he is trying to do something, and he knocks over the drink that he's preparing.
They kept that in there.
I mean, like, you just see a snippet of it. Obviously, I didn't see it when we first watched it, but Pierre's keen eye caught it.
My God, knocking over drinks like Lindsay Hubbard on Summer Pass. Dirty martini Lindsay.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Train wreck. Anyway.
Loving Summer House at the moment. So
we
good.
We talk about it every episode. Yeah. Oh, guys, we have a pop culture roundup episode coming, and we will talk about Summer House.
Yes, woohoo! I cannot wait. It's going to be fun. Yes. Okay. So Tom Tom.
Yes.
What are the thoughts on this scene?
So the girls sitting down,
mm-hmm,
chatting about Joe. So it was a bit mean girly at the start.
Yeah.
And I know Ali felt like she was in an awkward position.
Yeah, God, Ali, she's so sweet.
But I laughed when Katie was like, oh, quirky's a generous statement. So good. But no, so this, like, I feel like, everyone's heard about, you know, how Katie doesn't like Joe and Joe's spooky and all of this, but there was kind of like no real reason. It's like, but why don't you like her?
Yeah.
And now this
has
Katie
come to light. Yeah.
Talking about what
she talked about that before. She talked about that before.
Not in this much detail.
Yeah.
So I, like, this is fucked. Like, the fact that, you know, Katie recalled the day that she announced her divorce, and then Joe sent her a text message saying.
Have you got it there? Read it.
I need to read it. Oh, okay. Joe says to Katie, Bieber loves you. I love you.
Bieber loves you.
And I'm so supporting of your inner thoughts and visions. Dash. Live in the moment, comma. You're a gem and I've always respected you. Full stop. I love you. Full stop. XO, Joe. Then you just see a reply from Katie going, so what's the story, girl? No reply from Joe. Another message from Katie. Quite a leap from hitting me up to ask if you wanted a haircut to now just weeks after we move out. You don't need me to ask him for a place to live. So, of course, I'm very curious. So this was when she'd obviously moved in with Schwartz.
Yeah.
And that was it.
And Kristen says that because Kristen and Joe were like best friends. And then Kristen says that it's weird because she's been living by herself in a two-bedroom apartment. Like, why didn't she ask her?
Yeah. Clearly Jo had her eye on the prize. She found her soulmate and she just will do anything to be with him.
Yeah. Yeah, she's got love eyes for Schwartz. And
yeah.
And I think that Schwartz absolutely helped her get there. Like I think that now he's like, you know, after a little bit, he probably realized, oh no, I've led her down the garden path too far. And I've, you know, spoken about marriage and now she thinks that we're getting married. So now he's trying to pull back. And it's just, I think she's really fallen for Schwartz. Poor girl. Poor girl.
I can't wait to see her at the reunion though. Like, I want to know what's happening between them.
I'm excited for that. I'm excited to see her at the reunion.
Because so much time has passed. Like, this was so long ago.
Yeah.
You know?
And then we see Jax come in.
The girl at the bar when he walks in. There's a girl at the bar, we connect him, and she goes like,
I didn't see that. I need to watch it again. Also, I need to finish watching The Valley.
You need to watch this show, guys. What the hell?
What, The Valley?
No. Pierre's just saying watch the show. I don't watch the background stuff.
So Jax, he says that he's just about to open up Jax's. And I thought that that had been open for ages. I thought like before.
Jax's Studio City.
Yeah, Jax's Studio City.
I mean, when you see how long it takes you to open a fucking sandwich shop, you can imagine how long it would take you to open a sport bar.
But also I love the fact that and this is so typical Jax, is that he says, I think it's Brock who says, you opened a bar, like, you know, did you ask for any help? You know, I know some people who have opened bars, and he's like, oh no, I would never ask for advice from those guys. It's like, no offense, but
offense.
And Sandoval's face is like, what the fuck, dude? Like, all right, Jax.
I think that this was the most authentic I've seen Sandoval. I think he was not acting at all.
Yeah, I agree.
He was actually caught off guard. He didn't know Jax was coming.
Mm-hmm.
And his guard was down. He was kind of exhausted, depleted.
Yeah.
And it was 1,000% him
without
acting and doing his whole VPR shtick.
Because even the way that the eye roll, it was just very it wasn't super over the top like Tom normally does. It was very just candid, very candid.
Yeah.
And the way that he was talking to Jax, like, you can just tell he was like,
It was normal.
Fuck
yeah.
off. Like, what are you even doing yeah. here? Like, who the fuck invited you? And Schwartz is like sinking in his chair.
Oh my God. Like, sorry, oh my God, but fuck. Schwartz looked so fucking hot.
Okay, he looks good. I wonder when Dad Bod they 10 all looked, is coming
they
in.
They actually all looked amazing, but yeah. Schwartz, I was like,
you're like, oh my God.
yeah, I love this scene. I'm assuming that so from after this scene, Jax would walk off and then that's when it would go into the valley. That's,
yeah, Pierre was like, see, it didn't happen how you girls said that it was going to happen.
Because we don't see it on Bravo.
That's, yeah,
Bravo.
I 100% yeah. I said that this whole setup was how it was supposed to. Oh, because also we had, so in the valley you have Brittany and Jax threw a birthday party for Janet. And mm-hmm. Sheena and Lala are there. So I was thinking that would have been part of the crossover as well. If they did like the joint episode, yeah. It would be, you know, like Sheena and Lala going to this party. Yeah. Oh, wow. So have you watched any of The Valley?
Just the start. I watched it before work this morning.
Oh, it is. I loved it, but it is.
Okay, I need to finish it.
It is like the old days of Vanderpump Rules, but with grown-ups with kids.
Oh, okay. There's,
it
You've
feels like
me.
It's so like tumultuous and a little bit yucky.
It's
and there's
Jackson
lots
Kristen
of relationship
it.
Issues. Yeah, there's just okay, lots yeah. like. Oh, yeah, it's giving original VPR, but
amazing.
With different type of dynamic, as in cast members who have kids to look after, but it's definitely icky. There's icky stuff that's going
okay,
on.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wish that Bravo had have stuck to the plans of, you know, how – so the original plan was meant to be, so season – so it would have been, yeah, season 7, they were meant to do a – basically what they have done now with The Valley, like VPR spin-off goes into The Valley.
Yes.
But basically it was meant to be with the Starchy. Original VPR cast or servers that worked at Sir that had grown up and
they've gone out of Sir, yeah.
Now. So Stacey, Kristen, Katie, Sheena, Sandoval, Tom – Ariana. So they were meant to transition onto The Valley, and then Vanderpump Rules was going to have a whole new cast of like new upcoming, you know, 21-year-olds that actually worked at Sir.
Yeah.
And then that's when Stacey, Kristen got fired, and then Jackson, Brittany also got fired. So then it couldn't happen. So apparently the opening scene of it was going to be called Valley Rules. And so the opening scene was going to be, or opening episode was going to be Stacey and Beau's wedding.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
And then obviously that didn't happen. I wonder
huge fail on Bravo. Like that would have been amazing.
If that will happen though, I wonder if this is what they're doing now and this is the transition.
No, we've got and randos then, like Janet, Jesse, Nia. Who the fuck are these?
Yeah, but I wonder people? If they did need – they needed some fresh blood, and they also needed fresh – like people who still knew each other. So this was the
Maybe,
circle that they're
yeah.
going after. Plus if they bring Sheena, Lala and the two Toms into the valley, which there's lots of talk that that will happen. And then VPR transitions to new – total new cast.
Yeah, well, I mean, if I was Lisa Vanderpump, that would be a smart decision.
Yeah, but there is a new show, no? Chateau Vanderpump or something like that.
Oh, the villa, Vanderpump Villa.
But that's in the south of France. So, I wonder how many seasons. I wouldn't give that more than 3 months.
Yeah. It does look good, but
yeah. Yeah, I can tell you from a French point of view that is not going to sit well in France.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway.
Okay, so we've got episode 9 next.
Yeah.
Which I don't know what it's called. They haven't revealed the name of it. thanks for joining us again. Yeah. And yeah, we love you all. And thank you for supporting our little podcast.
Love
and
you.
Please keep listening. Yes. We'll get better and we will
we promise
sort
we
out
will.
Our tech.
Solve.
And we will do a recording in person very soon, hopefully.
Yes. Oh. So excited.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Cheers out.
Okay. I'm out.
Bye.
Ciao.
Bye.
Au revoir.